Hello and welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast. Thanks for being a Komando community member. It's hour one for the weekend of July 24th, 2021.
All right, so there's a new word to learn in tech. Are you ready for it? Pingdemic. That's right, a pingdemic. Over in the UK, pingdemic refers to the constant pinging of smartphones currently taking place all across the country in regard to COVID. Because over there, the National Health Service, they have a contact tracing app and alerts people with a ping when they've come in close contact with someone who has had the virus. And you have to opt into the service, by the way. And if you get a ping, people are urged to self-isolate for 10 days. Okay, that's all happening in Britain. Meanwhile, in Japan, I don't know if you heard about this, but Sony is coming out with a brand new whiz-bang gaming console called the Plague Station. you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. It's America's largest show about all things digital, most trusted too, by the way. It's on over 420 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on the American Forces Network Radio. And you can also catch us streaming in your favorite radio app and also streaming whenever you want as a podcast or as a webcast over at getkim.com. And it's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. That's right. You probably aren't, but I'm really glad that you're here because otherwise I'd just be talking to myself. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital that I can lend a hand to. And you can Google anything, but you can't Google my trusted advice. Once again, that T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start with five things you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And, of course, you couldn't miss the news over the last couple of weeks, right? I mean, we've had two billionaires rocket to the edge of space lately. First, of course, was Virgin Galactic's Sir Richard Branson. Wow, wasn't that just amazing? And this week, former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos went up. Now, after the brief visit to space in Blue Origin, the new Shepard rocket, Bezos held a press conference. I don't know if you heard about this. And he had a few things to say, including this famous thank you, right? This is what he said. I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer because you guys paid for all this. Okay. Kind of tone deaf, right? Doesn't feel so sincere to me. I mean, although I would like to think that my order of Swiffer wet jet refills with Febreze actually put everything over the edge. As far as cost for the flights, I'm just talking about money. $550 million per minute, and it was a 10 minute flight. Okay. A little more than that coach fare that you paid for, right? Speaking of money, I just want to pass this along. I normally like buy my supplements and stuff on Amazon. Why? Because it's so easy. But I noticed, I was looking at, I think it was like krill oil this past week, that over on Amazon, it was $31.99 for the bottle. And I'm like, wow, that seems pretty high. I went over to Costco.com. It was $19.99. So it was like a third off at Costco.com. So I think quietly and secretly, Amazon has been raising its prices along with sellers. So just something for you to be aware of, too. And I mean, if I had $1 for every time someone complained about how rich Jeff Bezos is, I still wouldn't be as rich as Jeff Bezos. All right, number two, I spy some spyware on your phone. What? A few years ago, an Israeli company, NSO Group, they created surveillance software called Pegasus. It can be remotely installed on phones. It can access emails, texts, photos, contacts, can even record calls. Now, it's supposed to be for government law enforcement use only, but a couple of years ago, crooks used it to create this really complex phishing operation on WhatsApp. Well, here we go again. Amnesty International and a French nonprofit got their hands on a list of about 50,000 phone numbers. And it turns out that Pegasus is being used to spy on politicians, activists, journalists, and also critics of various governments around the world. Now, Pegasus is apparently easy to install even on the newest iPhones running the latest version of the iOS. Of course, that's supposed to have all the security fixes and updates. But regardless of Android or iPhone, get this, you don't even have to tap on anything for Pegasus to be secretly installed. At Amnesty International, they released a tool that allows you to check to see if your phone might have Pegasus installed. It's called the Mobile Verification Toolkit. And, of course, those of us in the tech industry, we like to shorten everything up, so it's called MVT for short. We've got the steps on how to use it. You might need some technical know-how to do it over on the website, of course, at komando.com. And while you're at it, you might want to check out all your smart vacuums, too. I mean, They've been gathering dirt on you for years. Thank you. Number three, tech and sharks. What's going on? Okay, so, you know, we're all afraid of sharks. Maybe if you even never even saw that movie Jaws. Is there something about, like, in a dark water, you can't really see what's going on? But that's why I want to tell you about a new shark tracker that's run by U.S.-based marine conservation group, Oshrich. This group tracks hundreds of GPS-tagged sharks as part of their research, including the great whites. And on the site, you can see a map with the current locations of these sharks. So you can click on any one of them to get more information. They run a similar type of research project in Hawaii, by the way. You get the name of the shark, the type, how big it is, the approximate age, and more. Okay, obviously, there's no way to track every shark in the oceans, but these type of trackers give you some kind of idea of what's really going on. Head over to commando.com and got more information about the shark tracker, including a link so you can try it out yourself. And it's definitely worth your time. I mean, because if you think, like, swimming with dolphins could cost you a fortune. Swimming with sharks, that's an arm and a leg there. I'm sorry, that was bad. All right, number four, fake rain. I read this story and I couldn't wait to tell you about it because, you know, there are certain parts of the country right now that are just overheating, right? I mean, here in Phoenix, we're like, wow, whenever it rains, we're like so happy and so glad. So for decades, there have been a few different methods of cloud seeding. That's what it's called. It's a way to manipulate rainfall, and it's never really been all that successful. Well, now let's take a trip to the United Arab Emirates. In Dubai, they can easily hit around 120 degrees this time of year, and they only get about 4 inches of rain any given year. So they're trying out a different method of weather manipulation. So get this, instead of chemicals used in other types of cloud seeding, Dubai is launching drones that release electrical charges into the clouds that then produce rainfall. Now, according to them, its cloud seeding efforts is actually working, including a heavy rainfall at various points this month. And several Western states, including here in Arizona, California, Nevada, they're also working on cloud seeding efforts. I mean, but even if it doesn't work, scientists here are still in line to get precipitation trophies. Number five, a global tracking operation. Oh, come with me now to Glasgow, Scotland. A few days ago, a rookie police officer had quite a scare. Here's what happened. She was leaving the police station one night around midnight, and while driving to a shopping center, she noticed a bright light behind her that was following her car. She's like, whoa, what kind of drone is that? She tried to lose it on the way to that shopping center, but she couldn't shake it. So she called back to the police station for help. An operator told her to return to the police station to meet with another officer. So as she's going back to the police station, she's like, wow, this drone is still following me. What the heck is going on? So she finally gets to the police station. She puts the hood of the car up, and she's trying to hide from the drone that was still hovering overhead. She's frightened. Well, the senior officer saw the same light and quickly determined that, well, it wasn't really a drone. It was actually the planet Jupiter. That's right. Along with Saturn, pretty close to Earth this year and pretty bright. It was explained to her that she was not being followed and she was kind of a dope. So when asked about the drone mix-up, Jupiter had no comment on the situation, but Uranus says that she'll be the butt of jokes for many, many years. All right, stay right where you are because coming up later this hour, still to come, we have a big alert if for anybody who's using the Chrome browser. There's a new version that will protect you from a zero-day exploit that you need to know about. And how about we start this hour with Tony in Virginia Beach. Hello there, Tony.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for selecting my question. I am totally humbled. This is my first time, and however, I have visited your site over the years for nuggets that would help me either on my PC or on my phone, my wife's and I's phones. But my question that I have for you is that my daughter had asked me if I knew of any software out there that she can be able to track her son's, her mid-teenage sons, because he has been a little bit misleading as to where he has been. And this recent one was that the last straw was that he said he was with his friends when in fact he was with a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. That's typical teenager stuff, right? I mean, does he drive yet?
He has his permit, but not a license yet. He just got his permit about a month ago.
So he's about 4 months, 5 months from getting his license?
He could be, yeah. Okay. He turns 16 in the end of August.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's soon. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, here's the deal with teenagers and tracking, okay? And I'm going to tell you about an app. And when I was talking to my son about this app, he's like, oh, God, every teenager hates that app, which means tells you that it's a good app, right? I mean, it must work if they don't like it.
I would say so.
Okay. And, you know, think about this, Tony. Imagine if there was a tracker on your butt when you were 16, right? Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Many, many moons ago. And I often think, I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that there was no social media when I was in college. You know, that was like.
My father was a New York detective, so I had a number of people tracking me.
Oh, I'm sure. And he knew what you were doing before you even thought about doing it either. I mean, that
Absolutely.
Was it.
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, anytime you can put a tracker on a phone, but I'll just tell you right up front that kids really know how to disable it and they know how to get in there and change things. I mean, you know, whether
That's
he,
a concern.
Yeah. When he has Android or iPhone, you know, the deal is that you can use Find My Phone and he can leave his phone. I mean, there are ways that you can ping the phone. But there's one app in particular that if I was trying to track my 16-year-old son, and I would tell him that I'm tracking him, by the way, number one. And this is just the way that it is, because until, you know, now Ian's over 18, but at this time I would tell him, you know what, when you're 18 and you pay your own bills, you can do whatever you want. Okay. But until then, it's my job to turn you into a self-sustaining adult, responsible adult. And that means I'm going to give you a phone, but that means I'm paying for it. That means it's my property. It's not yours. Okay. And it was as simple as having those conversations multiple times that he just resigned the fact that I was tracking him and I knew where he was. And if he was at a friend's house and he said he was supposed to be at school, that there'd be repercussions with that. The app that I'm thinking about for you is it's an app called Life 360. And your daughter can install it on his phone. He won't be able to manipulate it and she'll know if he does, but she can set up boundaries. And so if he goes outside of a particular boundary, she knows like where he is. She can check in. She can get alerts, status alerts. If he moves locations, she can get a notification. I mean, it's really truly like putting a tracker on the kid's butt and then her getting a notification every single time. I mean, it does other things and it does other things as far as keeping the family connected and with lists. But as far as a bona fide tracker, that's the one that I would use if it were my son.
Understood.
And it's called the Life 360. There's mm-hmm. also a couple of buttons there that you can actually sell it to the kid on that says, hey, listen, you know, if you ever have any trouble, there's a safety alert in here. There's a notification. You can let me know. If you get into a car accident, it will notify me automatically or whatever it may be. So there are some other benefits for that are aside from just tracking. It's really set up as a multi-generational. So like you could be on it too, Tony. And so your daughter would know if you were there, if you needed help, you could hit a button and then your daughter would be notified. So it may be something that your whole family actually wants to take a look at. It's Life 360. They used to be a sponsor. They're not anymore, but they're still really, really a great product. Again, it's Life 360. Over on the website, we have a trending article about reasons to upgrade your old PC or Mac. Even if it works, you don't want to miss that. And of course, we have more of your phone calls coming up in our digital life hack that you definitely don't want to miss. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all of your phone calls. We have our digital life hack is that computers, you know, they don't last forever. Average lifespan these days, 3 to 5 years. Now, eventually you get to the point where you're like, it's time for me to buy a new one. Well, a few reasons that might be time to upgrade. Programs, say, are not compatible any longer, like Microsoft Office, maybe minimum requirements of RAM, processing speed. Now, when it comes time to upgrade your RAM, your hard drive, your graphics, internal hardware, let me tell you, the cost of those parts could end up being more expensive than just buying a brand new computer. So we put together a list of reasons you should probably consider upgrading over at commando.com. Just hit the website, and then there's a link under Kim's show. And Facebook Messenger, if you're using that, people send, listen to this, 2.4 billion messages with emoji through Messenger. There are so many emojis to choose from that they now have something that's new. They're called sound emojis. Just start a Messenger chat like you normally would. You tap a smiley face followed by the loudspeaker icon, and then you get a list of sound emojis. You get clapping hands and applause, laughing faces. Here, Mike has some. Take a listen. Yes.
Yeah, that's the first one, and here is the second one. We got to put that on your laugh tracks. We got to use that for your jokes.
Yeah, that would be, you know what, that's, it would just be like this quick little hit, right, Mike? Could be like, ah, here, can you play it again? Yes.
Perfect.
That's it. So like, that's not going to get annoying every time you get a chat, right? They also have drum rolls, audio clips from movies like The Fast and Furious, new sounds they say are added all the time. And so just think about how annoying these messages will be with sound emojis from your aunt who keeps like sending you messages all the time. Now, there's already a sound emoji option for how well I'm guessing these will be received. That would be the sound of crickets. That's right, crickets. Coming up, we have 6 checkups to give your tech now to avoid a shocking repair bill later. Ben in Torch Lake, Michigan. Hi there, Ben.
Hello, Kim. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. So what do you do there in Torch Lake?
I actually work at a hotel for now.
Awesome.
Just after the pandemic hit, they needed help, and, you know, I stepped in to help them.
Well, that's awesome. So how can I help you today?
I wanted to ask you how you first got into cryptocurrency and if you were serious about making a Commando coin.
Because
I heard that on one of the past shows.
Well, I've been dabbling in cryptocurrency for a couple of years. I haven't made any money with it, just to let you know. I'm more of the investor, the cautious investor. And, you know, I've thought about putting like a couple of $1,000 in maybe Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash or something like that. You know, there are 10,000 different coins, right?
Yes, I heard that on one of your past shows. Yeah. 9,998 or something.
Yes, some well, probably by now, Ben, there's probably over 10,000. There's 11,000
yes,
by now.
Yes, ma'am.
And so with the Commando coin, on our staff, I happen to have a really great guy who knows a lot about crypto. And if you listen to the podcast, he's a friend of a friend of a friend who actually tried to mine and didn't quite work out and good things like that. And so in order to really come out with a Commando coin, which I am really contemplating this, is that I really want it to be backed. I want it to be, it has to be obviously trusted, right? And it has it has to have a purpose. So
yes, utility.
Yes, and it has to be giving back in some way. And I'm not quite sure how to pull all that together, but it's working in the background, if that makes sense. Does it?
Right. I understand. I mean, I've been dabbling in crypto for a while now also, and I've actually made a couple coins myself, just nothing special, but I've definitely put in smart contracts for new coins. So that's why I was asking.
So what kind of coins did you get?
Well, I made my own coin, but it's just called Richternomics, you know, a play on cryptonomics. But I haven't done anything yet, but I do it on the BNB smart chain. In other words, it's BNB, but they have their own networks, and you convert it to smart chain.
Well, you know,
so that's what I do it with.
Well, you know, they're trying to come up with all different kinds of coins, and you have to be really careful because, you know, some of them out there are really nothing more than pump and dump and pyramid schemes, right? I mean, so
exactly.
And you only want to invest in crypto whatever you are prepared to lose. I mean, our very own Mike James. Mike James, you got into crypto. Right?
Oh, yeah. How much fun was that?
Okay. So Mike, tell us your story.
I grabbed, you know, somebody told me that Dogecoin went up like 30 or 80% or something like that the previous week. So I thought, all right, well, what could go wrong? And so I bought $5,000 of Dogecoin and it immediately crashed. I'm talking about within 1 hour of when I bought it. So like I was in my office about an hour later and like, I'm out. And so I lost like $500.
So you lost $500.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Did you ever keep track to see if it actually went up?
It went up the next week, but then it went all the way back down to like 24 cents. I have not looked at it recently, but I don't know. I'm out.
You know, it's one of those things like, you know, like when you buy and sell a stock, right? I mean, you sell the stock to get the profits. And the worst thing you can do is look back and go, oh, gosh, I could have made, I just lost like $2,000 because I should have held on, right? But with the thing with crypto is that if you're going to buy it, I think you need to hold it. It's not something that you're going to buy and then let it go up and then dump. I mean, it's really something that you have to look at your portfolio and you have to see if this is really something that you want to be a part of. And what's also interesting in crypto, and I'm really glad that you called, Ben, and thank you so much for your call today, is that
hey, Kim,
next week.
It's now at 19 cents. So I bought it at 34 cents.
Wow.
And it's gone all the way down to 19 cents.
All right. So that was a good move.
It was a good move. I got out. Yeah.
It was a good move. So I think, Mike, you ought to just stick to real estate.
I think so, too.
You know, I think real estate is what you're good at.
Yeah.
I mean, how many properties do you have now?
Well, I have 16 units, 4 fourplexes, 2 houses.
Okay. So I think real estate is your game.
Yep.
Cryptocurrency isn't one of them.
Right.
But what I was going to say is that next week I'm going to speak to the New York Times about cryptocurrency as donation means. That's right. Some colleges and universities and 501c companies are now taking crypto as donations. And there's some whole bunch of ramifications with that. But we'll talk about that a whole nother time. Ben, thanks again for your call. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks tip. And Michael, I'm so glad that you are out of the Dogecoin. This week is brought to you by SimpliSafe, an award-winning home security system. So you know it's engineered with the latest tech to keep your family safe. But what really sets SimpliSafe apart truly is its people, highly trained security experts who are always there for you when you need them most. They truly care about keeping you safe. When an alarm goes off, a person who cares is there for you with a phone call to make sure that you're okay. When an emergency happens, they're there to get fire and police responders to your front door right away. The bottom line is this. When you need them the most, SimpliSafe is there 24/7 with experts trained to not only keep you safe, but to make you feel safe. It's one of the many reasons that U.S. News recently called SimpliSafe the best home security of 2021. It's highly customizable so you can protect what's important to you. You can add sensors to detect water leaks, smoke, or even if someone's opening the gun safe or a medicine cabinet. To learn more about how SimpliSafe can help protect you, visit this special address, SimpliSafeKim.com today. Customize your system, and also you're going to get a free HD security camera. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. Once again, SimpliSafeKim.com. All right, this week we're talking about checkups to give your tech right now. So, like, for example, how do you check your phone for viruses? Okay, well, let me tell you. Here are some signs. The data usage goes up. Apps are crashing. Pop-up ads. You are looking on your phone, you say, oh, I don't remember that app. Your phone just totally just slows down and the battery's draining faster. You touch your phone and it's just hot. There are some ways that you can scan your device. We're going to tell you about that. Now, what about your phone's battery health? Okay. The bottom line is here, you don't want to run your battery down to 0% for charging or go all the way up to 100. You always want to keep your battery somewhere in the range of 30 to 40%. But how do you know if your battery is truly optimized? Well, we're going to give you the steps on how to do that on iOS and Android. And while we were there, you can run some diagnostic tests on your phone, too, to see how everything's going. The cameras, the touchscreen, the speakers, the gyroscopes, accelerometer, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, light sensors, chargers. You know, your phones are really just a mini computer now. Now, what about your laptop battery? Well, here we're going to give you some ways that you can get a battery report on both your Windows and also on your Chromebook and on your Mac. There's also a computer hardware check that you can do, performance monitors and some Apple diagnostics, and we're also going to help you look for some malware by using TotalAV. TotalAV is the antivirus program and security suite that we recommend here at the Kim Komando Show. It protects your devices from ransomware, spyware, adware, malware, and the Web Shield feature actually blocks malicious websites too. So whether you have a Windows PC, a Mac, iPhone, Android, you can get protection, total protection with TotalAV. Just go to totalav.com/Kim. That's totalav.com/Kim. Or you can go protectwithkim.com. Once again, that's protectwithkim.com. You get an annual plan for just $19. You're going to save 85%. That's protectwithkim.com. Stay right where you are. We've got 9 apps that have been caught stealing Facebook passwords you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. I know that you're listening now to the Kim Komando Show, and we're so appreciative of that. And just a little thing that I want to tell you about is that you can always get the show as a podcast, webcast. You've heard me talk about that over at getkim.com. And now you can also get the Kim Komando Show, this show that you're listening to, on Apple Podcasts. It's not a subscription-based, of course, a couple of bucks a month. It's over at apple.com in their podcast. So if you're on your iPhone, iPad, whatever it may be, Mac, and you want to actually listen to the Kim Komando Show using Apple Podcasts, you can now do that. But you have to search for Kim Komando Show. And speaking of podcasts, we also have the free Kim Komando Explains and Tech Refresh and the Tech Updates. Over in Kim Komando Explains, we did a great interview with Cooper Quinton. He reveals how so-called bossware works and what it's tracking and how badly things can go when organizations use and they see every single thing that you're doing. Because as people have been flocking to work from home, the bosses are saying, well, how do we know that they're really working? So they're installing things called bossware. And, of course, with Kim Komando Explains, we have this fantastic podcast about cryptocurrency. In addition to that, you can get Tech Refresh and all kinds of good stuff. So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you search for Kim Komando Explains. Sandra in Virginia. Hi there, Sandra.
Hey, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I really enjoy your show. It's so informative, and I get a big chuckle out of your corny jokes, too.
There you go, Mike. All right. There's another one egging me on.
And I also want to thank you for recommending that Epson EcoTank.
Awesome.
We got one about a year and a half ago. I love that thing. I know if I've got ink or not. I just look at it.
And you know what? It's a good-looking printer, too. But
It is. And
what's nice about it is that I say this in the commercial, and it's really true. I mean, how many times have you sat there and you're like, I don't really need to print that in color, right? You're like, I don't really.
Right.
Okay, but then when you have the option, you're like, I'll just print it in color because I want to see it in color. Okay. Well, good.
Exactly.
Thank you for your kind words. How can I help you?
Okay, my husband and I are preparing what's called a death binder. That's what the attorneys called it. Basically, it's a compilation of everything about us so that when the good Lord calls us home, whoever's taking care of all of our stuff will know what we have. An example would be I have a listing of all of the basic bills that we get in. They're all on auto pay. So I have the name and the account number and contact information, subscriptions, and all that sort of thing. But I also want to take pictures of certain things that have value or sentimental value. An example is I have a Three Graces lamp that my grandmother had.
Oh.
And I want to take a picture of it and then underneath or above put a caption. This was Grandma such and such's lamp. It's from the 30s. The Three Graces are faith, hope, and charity. You know, just a little bit of something about it. But everything that I see puts the text over top of the picture. And if I wrote all this stuff, you wouldn't see the picture.
Then that's not going to really work, right?
No.
How much stuff do you think you have to inventory?
It wouldn't be more than 100 items, maybe.
That's a lot.
It's not going to be everything. I mean, it's just things that mean something.
Sure. And then are you also going to designate who gets that particular item?
Some of them, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, over on the website, we did a tip this past week about home inventory apps. And have you tried any of those? And if so, which ones?
No, I haven't.
Oh, perfect. Okay, you came to the right place. Okay. And you get to go to the bonus round. We did a whole post about home inventory apps. There are some that are free, there are some that are paid. Like Home Inventory is like, it's an app, and of course you can always try it before. And you can also see the screenshots. What I like about apps is you can actually see what it looks like before you download, you start entering things in. There's a no-frills one that's free. That is called Encircle. And you don't have to write this down. I'll give you a link to this particular post. So there's Encircle, which is free. There's My Stuff. And, you know, apps are inexpensive. It's like $3.99, you know. But it gives you some more features along the way. That's why I asked, like, you know, because when I say more features, is that if you had something like a collectible and you wanted to say this is how much it's worth right now, is that it could automatically go out to eBay and see if it was worth something. And then put that value right into that list. And so you have a running idea total of how much stuff you're giving away and how much you're giving to John and Jeremy and whoever it may be. And because you want to make sure that's even Steven. So that's where it comes into different levels. So let me send you a link to this post. Like there's Home Inventory, there's Blue Plum Home Inventory. And the whole idea is that you can categorize your assets but in your case, to put it in your death binder, which I know that doesn't sound happy, but it's really a practical item, isn't it? I mean, it is.
Yes, it is. I think it should be really called a life binder because it's really a story of our lives.
Yeah, because death is like, you know, we don't really want to think about that, but it's...
Well, rationally, we know it's going to happen. Emotionally, we're going to live forever.
Exactly. You know what? And then also emotionally, you look at yourself in your mirror, you're like, oh, I don't look that old. But then you see a picture of yourself, and you're like, ooh, wow, who's that person? Wow.
So true.
What happened to me? I'm going to go ahead and post a link to that over in the Q&A forum. So this way you can take a look at it for anybody who wants to put together a life binder, not a death binder. All right, stay right where you are because you have to update Chrome now. A new version is going to protect you from a zero-day exploit. I'll tell you more about it here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you're using the Chrome browser, make sure that you get the latest version because it fixes 8 vulnerabilities, including a zero-day exploit that can be taken over by hackers and allows them to initiate malicious code, which can range from spreading malware to taking complete control of your machine. And it's the latest Chrome 91. That's the one that you want. So if you're using Chrome browser, just make sure that you hit that big old update button and you get it. And you can find more information about the update, step-by-step instructions to make sure that your browser is up to date, of course, over at Komando.com, which is one of the reasons why if you're not getting our newsletters, you really should, because anytime there's an exploit like this, we send it out so everybody's aware. You can sign up for the free newsletters on the website and stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
All right, we continue. You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and this is Hour 2 for the weekend of July 24th, 2021.
Hey, if you ever wanted to try the Clubhouse app, well, it's now out of beta, and it means that anybody can now download it and use it in the App Store. If you haven't heard of Clubhouse, it's basically an audio-only app, and there are different people hosting shows about all kinds of different topics. The audience can raise their virtual hands to ask questions. The host might pick them or maybe not out of the audience. Kind of sounds like a radio show, doesn't it? But unlike radio, the Clubhouse app can never be addiction, never, ever be an addiction because it doesn't have the frequency. And on that happy note, welcome, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, to another fun-filled hour of America's largest show about all things digital, most trusted. And, of course, you can find us on 420 top stations throughout the United States and streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming as a podcast or webcast anytime over at getkim.com. And you can also listen to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And a special shout-out and thanks goes to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with 5 things you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date, make a difference on how you use your devices and what you buy and what you spend your money on. We're going to kick it off with Alexa. Maybe you use the Amazon voice assistant to tell you about the weather. Maybe you launch all your smart home routines and get the news, whatever it may be. If you're sick and tired of the old voice, Amazon introduced some celebrity voices last year, Samuel L. Jackson. You could ask him to tell you the forecast, his favorite movie role, or have him tell you a joke. Clean or explicit, you get to name it. But now Amazon is adding 2 more voices. This time it's Melissa McCarthy and NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal. Apparently McCarthy's good at jokes, and you can ask Shaq to rap. You can also activate the updated assistant by saying, hey, Melissa, and hey, Shaq, but here's the deal. It's going to cost you $5 each. Wow, I think that should be free. And you can also have some new wake words. Soon there's going to be a 5th option. You can now say Alexa, Echo, Amazon, or computer, Ziggy. Is going to be coming soon. I guess a nod to the supercomputer in the show Quantum Leap. And just a quick word of advice. The voice for Shaq won't work on your Echo Auto because, after all, basketball players aren't allowed to travel. All right, number 2, Chrome OS. So buggy, is it Windows? If you own a Chromebook and recently found yourself unable to log into your account or even boot up your computer, guess what? You're not alone. For the 2nd time this month, Google released a buggy Chrome OS update. This one's bad enough that it's just been pulled altogether. But they patched the problem. They're deploying another update. That's how it happens. And there are a few workarounds. You can use guest mode to see if that triggers the update. No luck? Well, You can try removing the affected Google account and re-adding it. And there are a couple of other napalm options. Like one is to roll back to previous versions of the Chrome OS. You're going to use your USB. It also clears out any local data. What's saved in the cloud, you still have, obviously. And you can also power wash the device, which is Google speak for factory resetting the Chromebook. If it's anything like wiping Windows, I got a bunch of experience doing that. You could call me a Surface Pro. Find number three, if you're looking for a MacBook Pro, well, you might want to just hold off just a little bit because a lot of reports out this past week that Apple is going to unveil an updated version of the high-end laptop at some point this year, probably between November and probably sometime between September and November. Rumor has it that the redesigned MacBook Pro will come in 14 and 16-inch models, support up to 32 gigs of RAM, and also have a better webcam. And there's also a good chance that Apple's not going to announce a new MacBook Pro at the same time they do the iPhone and the Apple Watch. This is going to be the iPhone 13, the Apple Watch Series 7. This, of course, happens in September. Speaking of the iPhone, one of the latest leaks says that the iPhone 13 could always have a display that's always on, showing a clock, other basic info, kind of like the Apple Watch, and of course, certain Android phones. And let's move on to number four. There's another box to drop your photos. So if you have tons of photos, you're always like, well, what do I do with these things? So for years, you know, Google Photos was the go-to source for both Android and iPhone users because you could store full-resolution photos. Then Google changed all that, and now it counts towards your storage limits. There are other options. You use iCloud, Amazon Photos. Dropbox has an interesting option. They have uploads that are now faster, and it's an automatic backup utility for photos taken on your phones, and it's even available with the free tier of service. Anytime you say free, you know, there may be some gotchas. It has a cap of 2 gigabytes, which can fill up very, very quickly with high-res photos, and that's why you need a real bona fide backup service. I use and recommend iDrive, and go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim, and you're going to save 90%. And finally, number five, a smart speaker that sounds so luxurious. So how much would you spend on a smart speaker? Keep that number in your head for just a moment, because Louis Vuitton is no stranger to adding tech to the products that they make. Back in 2017, a luggage tracker debuted, and unlike a tile, this one cost $400. Wow. I mean, the Apple AirTags, you get four for $100, just to give you some perspective. Then they showed off a prototype handbag with digital screens built into the sides. Then last year, Louis Vuitton released $1,100 wireless earbuds. Gosh. Well, Louis Vuitton is back with its next gadget, the LV Horizon Light Up Speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker with a 3-inch woofer and a couple of small tweeters for 360-degree sound, they say. There are three mics built in to take calls, but you have to really see this thing. And let me just describe it to you. It's shaped like this futuristic spinning top. It has flower insignias all over the place, embossed leather. It also has the words Louis Vuitton spelled out across the center, goes all the way around. It lights up, but it also has a top ring light that's made up of 24 LEDs that puts on this light show. Now, I mentioned that the earbuds cost $1,100. So what do you think a Louis Vuitton speaker would cost? Bluetooth speaker? Anybody? You're all wrong. The Louis Vuitton Horizon Light Up Speaker is now available for almost $3,000. About $2,900 to be exact. I mean, order a pillowcase while you're at it and you'll get two shams in the mail. Hey, stay right where you are because coming up, I have some really great reasons on why you want to upgrade your old PC or Mac, even if it still works. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And of course, just a quick reminder, if you ever have a question for me, you can always email me that question. I know you can drop me your notes on social media, but when you head over to commando.com, at the top right of the homepage, there's a link that says Email Kim. And I'm the only person that reads those emails. And so whatever you have a question about, you can drop me a note right there. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. And how about we start this hour with Megan in Seattle, Washington. Hi there, Megan.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome. What's going on?
I'm stumped. So I hope. Well, I'm sure you'll. I'm sure you can help me. Yeah. What happened is I got an email from a travel company, and I wasn't subscribed, so I thought that's odd. And I went to unsubscribe, and it showed someone else's name, and I thought that's weird. And so then I wondered, you know. How did that happen? And so I'm going, well, maybe I'll Google or something. So I Googled my email, and I found on Spokio or Spoke. You can laugh if I'm mispronouncing.
No, that's
that,
okay. What are those people search sites?
Yeah. And I found that it was listed for some guy who has the same last name as and is in the same town and state as the woman who I got the travel email from. So I don't know if I'm being spoofed, they're being spoofed, or you know,
somebody's
my identity
spoofed.
There. I don't know what's going on.
And is that the only place where you saw it?
Yeah. And I've looked up my identity, and I've found mistaken in there. So, I mean, I'm not going to conclude anything, but it just made me wonder, you know.
Well, sure. And I mean, and with all the data that's being tracked about us, it's not uncommon for there to be mistakes. And like, for example, on my husband's credit report, there was his last name, but it was a woman who was located in another state, you know, and she was racking up credit cards, and you know, it took a while to get through that. So it's really a good idea for you to keep track and to take a look at your credit report if you haven't already done that. I mean, you can get your free credit report. You go to annualcreditreport.com. Have you done that?
No, I don't know that one. Okay, thank you.
So if you go to annualcreditreport.com, and don't go anyplace else. And by the way, they're going to try to upsell you along the way. All right. I'm just going to tell you that right up. So you got to be careful where you click. Don't click for any type of monitoring service or anything like that, because it's totally free. And the way that they make money is that they try to spoof you and trick you into buying things. Okay. So once you take a look at your credit report, then it gives you an idea, and you get a free credit report every quarter from one of the agencies. You know, you've got Experian, TransUnion, you know, Equifax. And then you can take a look and see exactly what's on there.
Okay.
And it's a good idea to do that, because then you can see what your credit rating is. And you sometimes with your credit cards, too, is that they'll give you a free annual credit report, too. So take a look at one of your benefits, some of your credit cards, because you may be able to get it that way. And if you're concerned about it, a great way to make sure that nothing is truly happening with your credit is by doing what's called a credit freeze. And so essentially, nobody's allowed to apply for credit in your name unless somebody will reach out to you and say, oh, hi, you know, this is Megan. And here's the deal is that we need you to take a look at her credit report and open that up because she's applying for a home loan. And if they contact you and you're like, I don't know anything about a home loan, then you know that somebody's trying to tap into it. But the credit freeze is absolutely free. And so those are two free ways that you can keep track of something there. And if something is wrong in these public databases, too, keep in mind, is that you can request to have that information removed. And
all right.
It's not always easy to do. Of course, as you might imagine, this is the internet, and they want to make you jump through a bunch of hoops and chains and, you know, give out gang signs and hieroglyphics in order to do this. But there are ways that you can remove your information out of these public databases, and it varies from site to site. Over at commando.com, and we've got a list of these sites, and I'll post a link to it in the Q&A forum, and the various people finder sites and the ways that you can get yourself out of them. Have you ever looked at that website called familytreenow.com?
I might have. I've done a little. I'm not really into genealogy, but I've done a little bit of looking there. I have.
Yeah, because that's another one that you definitely want to get yourself out of.
It's
set up as you may, just what you thought, right? It's set up as you think it's like a genealogy site because it sounds like that, right? Familytreenow.com.
I don't think I did the now. I don't think I went on one. That
yeah, so
now, but
this
I'll
is
oh,
this
okay.
is totally well, different, Megan. I want you to type your name into this, where you live, just city and state, and then you'll be shocked at how much information is available about you.
Yeah,
it'll be your name, spouse, partners, kids, parents, relatives, maybe even like ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends that have somehow been tied to you. You'll see maybe your cell phone number, your landline number. Well, and in addition to that, you'll see every address where you ever lived. And so it was really interesting because my son lives in Los Angeles. He's going to USC. And he was asking me, like, hey, you know, where'd you live on Lynbrook? I'm like, gosh, I don't know, Ian. That was like eons ago. I mean, I can look on a Google Street View. And so I was trying to look on Google Street View. I'm like, well, I don't remember. I mean, I lived on that street for like 3 months in my 20s. I don't remember. My early
20s. And I was there.
Oh. Yeah, and so who knew? And so I went on, not Family Tree Now, there was another website called Cluster Maps. And there was the address on where I lived on Lynbrook. So I'm like, okay, I don't remember, but the internet remembers every single thing that's out there. So the site that I saw it at was at Cluster Maps.
Okay.
So we have information about how to remove yourself from Cluster Maps. It's been one of our big trending stories over the past week at commando.com. And then in addition to that, how to remove yourself from Family Tree Now. And we've got some tips on getting your annual credit report and how to freeze your credit. I'll put them all in a handy dandy post for you over at the Q&A forum inside commando.com inside the commando community, of course. That's commando.com/community. And Megan, thank you so much for your call. Let me tell you about ExpressVPN. Thanks to the data brokers profiting off your online activity, there's no longer such a thing as a private citizen. To keep my data private when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. Get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. Now, Amazon owns Ring. You know that. And earlier this month, they rolled out some end-to-end encryption, meaning that only enrolled devices have the key to unlock videos and that no one, including Amazon or Ring, can actually see the cameras. The strange part is this end-to-end encryption, it's not enabled by default. You have to turn it on. And if you head over to commando.com and you hit the link that says Kim's Show, we'll give you the step-by-steps on how to make that magic happen. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming up. And this week, it's really, really hot. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. This week is brought to you by Epson. You can kiss expensive cartridge goodbye already. The Epson EcoTank printer comes with a ridiculous amount of ink, so you can just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Microcenter, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's right. It's time for Brand New or Not True, because there are so many tech products that get released week after week. And sometimes you look at them, you're like, oh, what were they thinking? And other times you're like, what were they thinking? That's amazing. And then it turns out that there are duds, and then there are the winners. There's like even the in-betweens. And then you've got Kickstarter projects and Indiegogo. And then I have to tell you, I get so many press releases every single day for new tech products that it's mind-blowing. And so that's when I came up with Brand New or Not True. Now, when you're playing Brand New or Not True, two products are fake and only one is true. That's right. Two are fake. I completely made them up in my little brain. And then one is absolutely true. And we always have a special guest contestant. And this week, our special guest contestant victim is Jasmine in Chicago, Illinois. Hi there, Jasmine.
Hi, Kim.
So what do you do in Chicago?
I am an editor for my small business, my family business.
Excellent. And so you read a lot, you study a lot, you research a lot. You should be really good at Brand New or Not True.
I hope so.
Okay. Now, if you win, I do a 60-second cameo for you, which means I'll do a special birthday greeting, anniversary, or whatever for somebody in your life. And if you lose, well, you get a Kim Commando Show fanny pack. I know.
Oh. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, so are you ready for product number one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, product number one. There are roughly 253 million people around the world living with some form of visual impairment. Maybe they're nearsighted or farsighted. So to help out, we have some brand new smart contact lenses. They autofocus within milliseconds. They can switch between normal and magnifying vision. And using the app, you can actually make the contact lens zoom in on certain objects. There's no limit, really, to what they'll be able to achieve, even soon being able to put real-time data projected on the inside of the contact, kind of what Google Glass wanted without anyone knowing that you're wearing them. Now, using the app, you can also change the color of the lens on your eyes from, say, bright blue to piercing yellow. That's right. Thanks to the light-emitting diodes, just about any color is possible for your eyes. Just remember what you get when you cross a blue eye with a black eye. That would be a pink eye. The lenses are disposable after 30 days, and the cost, $49.99. Okay, product number two, Jasmine, you ready?
Yes.
We've all had low points in our lives. Things are not going right at home. Work is frustrating. The kids don't listen. Maybe caring for mom and dad is just getting to be a little too much. But you don't want to bother your family and friends with your troubles. Well, there's a new app that lets you reach out to complete strangers because they don't know you. They can't judge you. It can be easier and safer to open up to strangers. Think about all those conversations you've had with people sitting next to you on airplanes. So the new app is not about finding love or companionship. It's about connecting with someone who you don't know and explaining what's going on and asking for their help and advice. It borrows a lot of the same concepts in a dating app. You can review other people, you can ask for reviews, but you can trust the reviews because you can only review someone who you've had an encounter with. That's what they call them, encounters. If you need professional therapy, you can reach out to one and have a video call. They say for around $75 per hour. The app is free with in-app purchases. And you know, I was thinking about starting a new therapy business where I whisper jokes to people who have anxiety, Jasmine. I was going to call it Calmity. Get it? Calmity. Right. Product number three. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you ever find yourself tired of using a keyboard to type or frustrated because your computer's mouse needs a charge? Those days are gone. Now you can wear a keyboard on your fingers. This way you can write, swipe, click in the air wherever you want. It's kind of like playing the piano, though. You have to learn a new way to enter things. So to say spell a word into, you'd have to use your fingers like this. Like put the middle finger up is the letter I. The N is like the thumb and your index finger. The letter T is the index and the middle finger. You got to put those two together. And the O is just out. You just put the ring finger out. So you make all the letters and numbers you want using your fingers in the air. Now, some people will think you're doing sign language, but deaf people will think you're just a weirdo moving your fingers around in the air. $199. So we have three products, Jasmine. I know it's a lot of pressure, but you can handle it. We have the smart contact lens, the counseling app, or no more keyboards and mice.
Okay, I'm going to guess the app.
The app is the real product.
Yeah, that's my guess.
So, Michael, Jasmine in Chicago is going with number two, the counseling app.
Okay, we go to the judges. Is Jasmine correct? Is it the app counselor? Jasmine, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh.
However, the real product is the finger keyboard. Here is the CEO.
I'm David Schick. I'm the CEO of Tap, and I also invented the technology. Tap is a wearable device. It consists of five rings. They're very comfortable, and there are sensors in it which can determine which of your fingers are touching a surface.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, you know, I didn't think that was true either, Jasmine.
That sounds amazing, though.
It's for sale on Amazon, $199. I just don't know how you would figure out a new way to type. You know, like I was saying, like that's really true. Like you have to use your pinky to do the letter O, and so it's kind of like you have a virtual keyboard in the air or on the desk. I don't know. I have trouble just typing as fast as I can on a keyboard, so maybe that's it. So what's going on with you?
Well, like I said, I'm an editor, and I was just wondering how I can edit a document that I received after scanning it with my printer.
So
a typed or a written document, I want to be able to edit it in a Word document.
Okay, so you're getting sent things that are actually handwritten, and you want to be able to scan it in and then make that editable text?
Yes.
Okay. Is it pretty good handwriting?
Yes, most of it is.
All right, good. A couple of ways you can do this is that Google has a few tools that you can do, and you can use this, is that you can turn handwritten notes into editable text. Like you would scan your note, you create a PDF doc, and then you go into Google Drive, and then you open it as a text file in Docs, and then you can edit and copy and paste into other documents. You can save it as a Word doc as well. But if that doesn't work, if you've got a lot of this, there's a company who's been doing this for so many years called OmniPage, O-M-N-I-P-A-G-E, OmniPage. And they right now the company is called Kofax with a K, K-O-F-A-X. OmniPage is if you are doing more, you're doing this more than just a few times a week, if you're doing this a lot, okay, then you definitely want to look at OmniPage. because it really allows you to quickly convert this paper into text. They've got tools. There's automation built in. It can integrate with your different devices. It detects different languages automatically. It can also curate photos as well. And it's, you know, if this is for your business, you want the right tool. And I know that there are free, what's called OCR, optical character recognition. But in your business, time is money. And so we want to be able to make sure that we're as productive as we can in the time that's allotted to us during the day. And so definitely take a look at this Omni page. They have like a $150 version and they have a $500 version. I don't think you need the $500 version. That's really for major organizations if you are working with distributed teams and you're doing a lot of collaboration. If this is something that's just going to work with you on your scanner and you're going to be able, you just want to be able to get these in there and detect the text and then save it off directly as a Word doc, that's the one for you. Again, it's called OmniPage, and it's put out by a company called Kofax. Jasmine, thank you so much for playing along with us on Brand New or Not True. I told you folks it was going to be really, really difficult this week. It's time now for our security tip, and this week is brought to you by Total AV. Cybercrime is expected to rake in about $6 trillion across the world in 2021. Hackers are smarter than ever, and more than 90% of malware changes constantly to evade detection. You need the right software to keep you safe. You know, hoping for the best just doesn't cut it anymore. Total AV's award-winning antivirus security suite offers complete protection that you can rely on with built-in adware, ransomware, and malware protection. Now, you hear me talk about the increasing number of phishing attacks and fake websites. Well, get this. Total AV has something called the Safe Site Browser Extension, and it's going to detect and block dangerous phishing sites automatically. So, this way, you always know that you're entering your private data on a safe, secure site, on the right site. And best of all, you can protect up to 5 devices on a single account, including your Windows, your Mac OS, iOS, and Android devices. Not only have I found the best protection out there for you, I've negotiated such a fabulous deal. I mean, right now, you can get an annual plan for only $19, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular price. protectwithkim.com. Go there now while you're thinking about it, protectwithkim.com. All right, there are these payment apps. Maybe you don't know about them. Maybe you're already using them. They have names like PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Cash App, Android Pay, Google Pay, Zelle, and Square. And they're very, very convenient. But you have to take special precautions when you're using them. And complaints are just skyrocketing about these various payment services that you're using. Like PayPal owns Venmo. Now, you should only use Venmo for transactions with people who you trust, because if you pay the wrong person, it doesn't guarantee you that you get your money back. Venmo actually says on their website, Venmo does not offer buyer or seller protection. Okay, so your money will be gone. Now, there are ways that you can set your privacy settings, because we want to make sure that you do this on individual payments and or your default settings for all. And we're going to tell you how to do this in each of these payment apps, by the way. Next one is Zelle. Zelle does not offer fraud protection. Once you send money, the only way to get it back is through a refund from the other person. Now, they do say that they use authentication and monitoring, but once the cash is accepted, that's it. So think of Zelle as the way that you will think about it as just using cash. Square developed the Cash App with a little bit more functionality. You can invest in the stock market and cryptocurrency. You can link your bank account to it. We've got some more information about that. PayPal also has their own payment system. Of course, maybe you're familiar with that. The site is secure and encrypted. Apple Pay allows you to send money in messages and also in your wallet. And there's also the Apple Cash Card, debit cards. You can cancel payment before it's accepted, but once it goes through, it's up to the other person to issue a refund, which is similar to the way that Google Pay works. So if you are using any one of these payment options, make sure that you actually take a look at this week's security tip, because I don't want any money of yours being lost into the intergalactic bit bucket or you sending it to the wrong person and not being able to get it back, because we work too hard for our cash. So head over to commando.com. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come, there are these social media account verification systems, and there's also some scams I need to tell you about, and we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Now, I don't know if you are getting the current newsletter. But if you haven't signed up yet, go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, thecurrentnewsletter.com. It's our enterprise experiment, so to speak, is that it's a newsletter that has no advertising, and it's just great stories that you don't hear on the show, and we don't write about them on the website. Like, for example, we were talking about in The Current about one hacker stooping to a new low about stealing the identities from victims of the Florida condo collapse. Also, we are going to tell you in The Current newsletter about how you can take a virtual vision test. You don't have to go to the optometrist. Google just updated its iOS app that can quickly delete the last 15 minutes of your search history. I mean, these are the type of things that we talk about in The Current. So if you haven't checked it out yet, it's delivered twice a week, Tuesdays and Saturdays, to your inbox. No ads, no BS. Sign up right now while you're thinking about it. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, thecurrentnewsletter.com. Edith in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi there, Edith.
Hello, Kim. It's such a pleasure to get to finally talk with you directly.
Oh, thank you.
I am hoping you can help me.
Okay.
I have been seeking help by doing Google searches, talking to my kids even, because I've just run into a dilemma. I am currently meeting with women, about 10 of us, once a week, and we are part of an affiliation with a larger group that has local, state, regional, international even members. And I have been recently requested to be the secretary of that group, and as in that position, I have the responsibility of managing their contact list.
Okay.
And I have been trying to locate a software package or a way to do that so that I can have it on my computer. They tell me, oh, just add it to your personal contact.
Mm.
Well, I don't want to do that. That's just major complication for me. I've got hundreds of personal contacts and groups and things that are, you know, that I'm using
so
personally.
How many contacts are you needing to manage?
Well, I need to manage probably, if I include everything, only between 50 and 100, because we meet monthly and we have a need to inform people in various churches in our area about our meetings.
Okay, so let me ask you.
I need group.
Okay, so let me ask you a few questions, Edith. I think
okay.
I understand what you need. Okay, so do you want to send these people alerts about the meetings, recaps? Do you want to track if it's somebody's birthday, if they're having an event? You want to track all the above?
We want to track all of the above. We want to be able to text and email from
okay.
this. I want it to basically behave like my personal contact list.
Okay. So here's what we use. Okay. I'm not part of a big company, iHeart or Clear Channel or Westwood or Cumulus or Intercom, you know, any of those. I'm what's called self-syndicated, okay? And so mm-hmm. we have to contact each of these radio stations, the 420-odd radio stations, on a regular basis to say, hi, how are you? It's your birthday, or we have this event coming up, and we're going to text you. We're going to give you a contract. We have a brand-new product coming out called the Digital Life Pack, which is actually Monday through Friday now, and it's like a power user tip that I'm doing. So it's constant communication. And so we use what's called a CRM. It's a contact relationship management program. They don't call them contact programs anymore or contact lists. It's a CRM. The one that we use is made by HubSpot. That's HubSpot, HubSpot. I think, Edith, this is exactly what you need to track, and you need to be...
I don't need it to give me marketing data or any of that.
Okay, but you know what? There are different levels. You don't need to even
okay.
turn on the marketing. If you don't want to turn on the marketing, you don't have to. If you don't want to know any of that, they have different tiered levels. And so take a look at HubSpot, because it's really easy to use. It integrates with your email. Then you have all your contacts in one place. You have all your activities that you've done with that. And if you do want the marketing data at some point, who knows? Maybe you might want to know, like, who's actually opening your email. Then you have that information as well. HubSpot.com. Edith, thank you so much for your call. Coming right up, we have news about social media account verification scams you need to watch out for here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so scammers are out there on social media offering, they say, fast verification, thousands of followers for your social media feeds. for a fee. And, you know, here's the deal. It's something that you don't want to fall for because you may not get the followers. You may not get the checkbook. Check mark. You probably won't. That's right. Your checkbook will just be empty. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you definitely never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
Next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Thank you for that. Here's hour three for the weekend of July 24th, 2021.
All right, we're going to start with a little PSA. The IRS is not texting you in broken English to see why you haven't picked up your child tax credit money yet. Just wanted to let you know the fact that you don't have any small children really should have been your first clue. And the same advice goes if you get an email from the IRS stating that this is your last notice. The IRS is not shutting down. And just remember that the IRS is really good at hide and seek. They can find anyone. Get it? Find anyone. Oh, just forget it. Hey, welcome to another hour of America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source for those gadgets and gizmos and making money and saving money and your online security and privacy. You can find us on 420 top stations from coast to coast and streaming in your favorite radio app and also streaming anytime that you want to watch or listen over at GetKim.com. And you can also find us worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is a part of the show where I like to talk about future tech. And let's go back in time, say a year, year and a half. Everything was shut down. Restaurants, movie theaters, museums. In Italy, some of its museums and galleries lost the equivalent of $225 million in revenue last year. And now they're reopening their doors to tourists. And as a way to recoup some of those losses, they've added some tech that watches you as you watch the works of art. I mean, listen to this. According to a recent Bloomberg report, a new system of devices can calculate how long and how closely visitors stand around looking at a particular work of art. There are cameras near the art that watch you, measuring your facial expression, your behavior, the amount of time that you're standing there actually looking at it. Now, with that data, the museums and galleries can define a sort of attraction value for specific works of art. So popular art will get more exposure. The stuff that everybody just walks by will get pushed to the back. So it's undergoing live trials right now in Bologna. And they say that your privacy is protected because the observer's gaze is translated into a graphic. Still kind of makes you wonder. I mean, I once asked a museum security guard if I could take pictures. And he said, no, you can't. They need to stay on the wall. Number two, the Peloton will meet Mario Kart. Now, I have a Peloton. I have to tell you, I'm getting kind of over it. Even this past week, I went to get on it twice, and I was like, ugh, I don't know if I want to do this. Because it kind of feels like my pandemic torture, because during the pandemic, I was on it almost every day. I guess I'm not the only one, because this past week, Peloton announced an in-app video game called Lane Break. So if you own a Peloton bike and you subscribe, you'll soon have access to this game. And instead of instructors, your job is to keep a virtual tire on the track, adjusting resistance and cadence to meet your goals. You can choose from different difficulty settings, duration, music, types of challenges. You earn points called pickups, streams, and breakers that you can use to challenge other Peloton members. Now, Lane Break right now is only available to about 1,000 beta testers. It's going to open up to other users in the winter and then officially launching early next year. I'm not really sure why it took less time to send two billionaires into space. But anyway, to play Lane Break, you have to own a Peloton bike or Bike Plus, which they start at around $2,000. Membership plans start at $13 a month. I mean, it's your money. But always remember, you're not going to go anyplace on a Peloton. Number three, Tesla is going to let you pay them so that you could be their guinea pig. That's right. Tesla has a history of not exactly being clear when it comes to services. Autopilot does not really mean autopilot. There are some videos on YouTube about this brand new beta software, which is basically like autopilot level 2, the full self-driving mode. It's the kind of driving adventure you want to have just by going to the grocery store. It'll cost you $200 a month. It's not reliable. It has trouble figuring out lanes it's supposed to be in, almost turns into parked cars, you know, little things like that. And it's only available if you pay $10,000 or more on a new Tesla that supports the feature. And for those of you who bought Teslas from late 2016 to 2019, you may have been told that you already have the necessary hardware. Turns out, not the case. So car safety experts released a statement this past week with concerns about the self-driving software, Red Consumer Reports. Basically, you should not be using it. Do not beta test this Tesla software. Number four, Microsoft Flight Simulator won't always be so plain. That's right. Of course, you can have Barons and Dreamliners and Cessna Skyhawks, all kinds of planes to choose from. And Microsoft Flight Simulator, the graphics are amazing. Well, now there are helicopters. That's right. Helicopters are marked and listed as planned with a target date of sometime next year. Until then, you can fly planes in the current version, available for PC, starting $60, and starting next week on the Xbox Series S and X for the same price. If you buy it for a PC, make sure that your computer meets the minimum requirements. Otherwise, you will be experiencing some serious jet lag. Number five, how many robots does it take to close an entire warehouse? Let's go over to the UK. They have a big grocery chain called Ocado, which competes with Amazon Fresh. They use robots in this warehouse, just like Amazon. 3,000 of them, to be exact. These square-shaped bots operate on a grid, moving 13 feet per second. That's fast. And coming in as close as 5 millimeters to each other. Doesn't leave a lot of margin for error. Well, three of those robots were involved in a collision, and it wasn't like just bumping into a coworker. The collision caused a fire, led to an evacuation of the facility. The sprinklers were deployed. Firefighters were there. They say it only impacted 1% of the facility. Ocado only had to cancel a number of orders. The warehouse had to be shut down, though, for a week. Aside from putting together these grocery orders, some of the robots have other tasks, including one that is responsible for playing music. That robot was also removed from service. Apparently, it dropped too many beats. Get it? Grocery store beats. Sorry. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have some insider secrets on how to delete your search history on social media. And also, we have a great tip that's going to talk about 8 hidden maps and trackers that you need to switch off. All that's coming up next. And, of course, all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. Coming up in just a few moments, how to delete your search history from social media in your browser. That's right. Anything that you search for on Facebook, somebody can actually see that. So we're going to talk about how to remove that. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Love to hear from you. If you ever have a question for me, if you ever want to drop me a note, you can do it on all the social platforms, Facebook.com/Kim Komando, Instagram.com/Kim Komando, LinkedIn.com/Kim. I mean, it just goes on and on, right? But I do read every single email that gets sent to me through the website. And so that's always the best place. So head over to Komando.com with a K, of course. And on the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. Let's see. How about we start this hour with Keith in Long Beach, New York. Hello there, Keith.
Hello, Kim. I don't know if you can help me, but I have purchased so many different headsets, Bluetooth headsets. And I'm talking, you know, good ones, you know, Plantronics and such. And they just, the connection will just drop off. And whether it's my computer or my cell, and, you know, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm looking for something that I can depend on.
And so what's happening? Is it just losing the connection in the middle of a call? Does it matter whatever you're using? Are you on a Mac or Windows? I mean.
Actually, when I spoke with your assistant a little bit, the call just dropped on my cell phone.
Did it?
So, yeah. So I'm like, wow, see, it does happen. But there's no pattern. There's no consistency. And, you know, this is my business line, if you will.
Right.
I need that phone to work.
You know, all the basics, you know, you got all the updates for all the devices. And is it Windows or Mac that you're using?
It is Windows. Sorry, I should have said that.
And then what kind of phone?
I have a OnePlus 7.
Well, you know, that should work. Well, that should work pretty fine. And, you know, just to let you know, like the range before Bluetooth, that you want to keep that around 10 feet. And it sounds like it's probably within 10 feet, right?
I'm inches away.
Okay. All right. You know, it's really hard sometimes to diagnose and do tech support on the air. It really is.
Of course.
I can tell you that, you know, if you are using earbuds, that you may have better luck with that because it's maybe the latest technology and that it may be more inclined to work with the newer stuff like the OnePlus phone and the Windows laptop, maybe than something like a Plantronics. I'm all Apple, so I'm using Apple AirPods and they work fabulously. John, our tech guy here, who's just great about everything, he keeps his Samsung earbuds in all day long. So maybe instead of looking at a headset, maybe you look at some of the, and I'm happy to point you to like even Raycon. Those are fabulous earbuds and they're like $80. And so maybe you might have better luck in pairing those devices. But if you have all the system updates for your devices, and that includes your phone, and I mean, you really shouldn't have those type of issues. You could have maybe some interference, but even those problems have been solved over the years that now you just, if you have a pair of earbuds, it's just like, oh, you have earbuds. Would you like to connect them? Yeah. Okay. So it's not like you have to go through all these gyrations. The only time that I find where my Bluetooth might not work properly is if I have multiple devices that are attached to it. And so where I have the AirPods attached to my MacBook, my phone, and my car, that sometimes it's like, okay, I'm confused. Where do you want me to be? You know, so I'm confused too. So, you know, that's where you have to actually pick it off the list.
Right.
So I would try, and I hate to make you go buy something else, but I would try, you know, if you go to Raycon, raycon.com. And so I think there are a sponsor on our podcast, not here on the show, but I use Raycons as well, is that if you use promo code Kim, I think you're going to save like 15% or something like that. So Raycon.com, and I've used them. I've tested them before I put my name attached to them. I did make sure that they worked with a lot of devices. We tested them here in the studios too. And, you know, you can go on Amazon. There's like 1,000 different earbuds, and I know that. So that's where, you know, you kind of Samsung, you want to get those. If you're on anything else, you want to take a look at these Raycons. And if you're on Apple, it's really hard to beat the AirPod Pros. I mean, I know they're super expensive. They're like, you know, triple the cost of the Raycons, but they are pretty darn good. And especially when you start working with all the electronics that go along with it. Carl in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And Keith, thank you for your call. Hi there, Carl.
Hello. How are you doing, Kim?
Fantastic. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was going through some drawers and stuff around the house, and I discovered I've got hard drives and stuff. I've been in electronics for a long time. My first computer was an 8-bit processor. It was a Commodore PET.
Wow.
But I've got some hard drives and a couple other things I'd like to destroy before I throw them out.
Right.
I've heard of people doing all kinds of things, but I have no clue how I want to do it. I'd like to find me one of those grinders and grind it all up, but that's
not
going to happen.
You know, you can use a grinder and, you know, if I mean, but I'll tell you, if there's a hard drive that I want to destroy, I mean, and I mean, I'm talking about, I really want the data to be gone for good, is that you have to shatter the platters. Okay. And you got to take a hammer to it and you just keep going until that thing is all to shreds. I mean, you can use like there's D-Ban and there's Eraser. If you can still, you know, if these are hard drives that you can actually put into an enclosure and a USB enclosure and then plug it into a computer so you can use a utility to wipe the drives, you know, you can do that. But if it's truly like financial sensitive data, I know it sounds crazy, but I will give a computer away to somebody with enough money that they can go buy a new hard drive if the computer still is in working order. Again, the utilities are called Eraser and D-Ban, but there's nothing like a good old hammer to get your frustrations out and to destroy the older hard drives for good. And thank you for your call today, sir. Get continuous antivirus protection and block malicious websites with Total AV's industry-leading antivirus security suite. Exclusive for my listeners, you receive 85% off annual plans at protectwithkim.com. Once again, that's protectwithkim.com. Over on the website, we got a great article about how to delete your search history from social media in your browser. You don't want to miss this because It's hard to sometimes keep things a secret. So hit commando.com. We got the steps for clearing your search history on Twitter, Instagram, and all your favorite browsers. Stay right where you are. More of your phone calls and more of the show is coming right up. All right. There are a lot of people finder sites out on the internet. And the problem is that anybody can just go to these sites and then pull up dirt on you. And maybe it's like your cell phone number, your home number, the address, your relatives, how old you are, whatever it may be. Well, we recently came across a website called Cluster Maps. And it takes it just a step further than other sites. You search for your own name. You probably see info where you live, your age, your phone number. But you might also see this list of possible relatives, people who once had the same phone number, people who used to live at your address. And then this could be ways that they can also find your social media accounts. So what I want you to do is to make sure that you get yourself out of this website called Cluster Maps. Over at commando.com, we've got all the steps to make that magic happen. And while you're at it, share this tip with your family members and friends so that they know too. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be talking about some hidden maps and trackers that you need to switch off. But joining us here on the show right now is Allie Seligman. Now, Allie Seligman is our amazing content queen. So when you take a look at the content that's happening on the website, in the newsletters, Allie is the person in charge. And we have these editorial meetings. She always comes in with, you do, Allie, with all these great ideas. And welcome to the show, Allie.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So do we have Allie's mic on? Talk, Allie.
Hello, hello.
Keep going. Just keep counting.
Selling your old tech. 1, 2, 3,
there she is.
4.
I got her. You ready, Mike? Okay. And welcome to the show, Allie.
Thanks, Kim.
How are things going in content land?
They're wonderful. Things are great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, what if I told you there was a few $100 hiding in your house right now, and in a few minutes of work, you could have it?
I would totally like that because I do, as you know, I want to buy that $100,000 rollable LG TV. So I have to really go hunting far and wide.
Right? Every little bit counts. Yes. Well, the treasure trove is all of your old gadgets. You might not think about all the old tech you've replaced, and so you have your old stuff sitting around your house, things you haven't used in years, and it's actually worth a lot of money. There is a site called Declutter. We'll get to that in a little bit, but they help people sell their old tech, and they just did a study and said $43 billion of unused tech is sitting in all of our homes.
Okay, so maybe I can get that $100,000 rollable TV.
Maybe you can. The average person has about $199 of unused stuff sitting around. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, well, I don't replace my phone that often. I'm not a, you know, perpetual upgrader. It doesn't matter. Even if you have older stuff, stuff that's broken, you can still get good money.
So, like, what's something that would bring in some big bucks?
Well, maybe you are not on the newest Galaxy phone, Samsung Galaxy. Even the S10, which is a little older, if it's in good quality, $184. That's pretty darn good if you're upgrading to a phone that's a few hundred.
And if it's just sitting in the desk.
Exactly, yeah. Apple Watch, maybe you have an Apple Watch 5. Yeah, it's a little newer. If you don't use it, $160.
You know, I have an Apple Watch 4.
Well, there you go. Okay. Maybe it's $140.
Okay, excellent.
We can cross our fingers. Things like a Nintendo Switch. Maybe you got one, you never used it. $143. So all this stuff is really worth a good amount of money. What holds value the best? Well, phones depreciate pretty quickly.
Sure.
So if you have a phone, you know, after about 12 months, they lose about 36% in value. So get rid of those faster if you are upgrading your phone. Things that do hold value, computers, Apple tech especially, really holds its value. iPads, those do really well. And any game consoles that still play the modern games.
See, I always like when we come up with these lists of, like, the tech, like, that you might have that's worth, like, millions of dollars, you know.
Well, right, and it's usually these things like, you know, a super old rare computer or a video game that's still in the package. Most of us don't have that, but we probably have a phone that's a few generations.
Somewhere in this studio, there is an iPod. unless it walked away, there was an iPod in its original packaging because it was sent to me as a promo item from Apple, and I didn't open it because I already owned an iPod.
Oh, my gosh.
So somewhere in this building.
Okay, we need to go on a treasure hunt and find
this. Exactly.
And we can put it toward the rollable TV.
And so, yes, exactly. So, yes, towards the world. So, but before you sell any tech, obviously, you got to make sure that your stuff's not on it.
You do, yes. You need to completely wipe them. And we're not talking just throw your files in the trash can and call it a day. Completely factory reset, get everything off of there. Make sure if it's a computer, you're really securely deleting all these files so they're gone for good. A couple great places to sell them. Declutter, which I mentioned. This site is really cool. The pain of selling things is you have to, I don't know, find a parking lot to meet someone in, hope they have cash, hope they want it, write a post.
Who wants to do the whole Craigslist
Nobody
thing?
That's frightening. Nobody wants to do that. It really is, yeah. So Declutter makes it really easy. You can see the prices right on the site there. Ship your stuff in. They take it. If they want it at that price, awesome. They send you money.
Now, isn't the same thing what Gazelle does, and there are a whole bunch
of
other sites?
There are a few others. One I really like is Backflip. They're cool because they send someone to your house. They pick up any of the tech you want, and then they send you within 24 hours money for, or they send you, here's how much we'll give you for each of these things.
Now, do you get less amount? Because obviously they have to cover their cost of sending somebody out.
Potentially. But if the convenience is worth it for you, awesome. With Declutter, you can see the prices right there. If you want it, great. Send it in
yourself.
Or you
can always do the whole eBay thing, too.
You could do eBay. If you have something newer, something, or something that's kind of a collector's item, I would definitely do that. But if it's your everyday run-of-the-mill, all right, a smartphone from a few years ago, a laptop from a little while ago, I would do those. And don't forget about trade-in programs. That's another good way. So maybe it's not enough. You know, you're not going to get $100 for something. But if you get a little bit off of your next purchase, Apple does that. I just bought a new MacBook last year. Trading in my old one, which was years old, got me $250 off.
You know what? That's actually not bad.
It's really not. Yeah. With Amazon, they do on all their Amazon gear, so, you know, Kindles, Alexas, all that kind of stuff. Even if you don't get much money in trade-in, you get $25 off your next purchase. So it's almost like a coupon.
Now, is that where all the Amazon refurbished stuff comes from, do you think?
I bet it does. Yeah. You just blew my mind. Yeah.
You're trading it in. They're fixing it. And then they're selling it and making more money on it, which, you know, the Amazon refurbish isn't bad. It's not a bad place to look because most of the stuff comes with like a 30, 90 day warranty.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's safer than just, like you said, trusting someone on Craigslist. You can also shop on a lot of these sites. Declutter, they have a sales section, too, so you can buy things there. But, yeah, I like those refurbish sections.
So what do we have coming up this week?
Oh, we have so much good stuff coming up. So we have... If you have a Gmail account, there's a setting in there. If you have it enabled, they can watch you as you're writing your emails. You probably have it enabled. You should turn it off, and we'll show you how. There's a new Windows Defender scam. Spoiler alert, don't pay for Windows Defender. You will never need to. It's free. We'll talk about deleting duplicate contacts in your Gmail account.
Well, you know,
all kinds of stuff coming up.
I spent, because my mother was at the hospital, and I had nothing else to do, so I cleaned out all my contacts on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How long did it take you?
Oh, it was in there for like an hour and a half going through. Because they don't make it easy. You got to open it up, and then you got to edit it, and then you got to find the delete key. I'm like, can't you just like swipe right and just get rid of these people?
I bet you feel so fresh and new now, though, looking through your contacts.
I do. And now I can actually find people in the list. And then there were like people that are like, ooh, I don't even like those people. Imagine if I butt dialed them. It's awful. Well, Allie, thanks for joining us. Thanks for doing such a great job and all the content. And also, our favorite newsletter, thecurrentnewsletter.com.
Yes.
So if you're not signed up for The Current Newsletter, make sure that you do that now. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Allie, thanks for joining us here on the show. We're going to go ahead and do a quick tip right now. And this week is brought to you by Superbeets. If you haven't tried Superbeets Heart Chews, you're just missing out. You get all the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. Because let me tell you, juicing is a pain in the neck. I used to make beet juice. Yeah, a lot of work. Now I just eat two Superbeets Heart Chews and they taste great. Superbeets Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeets Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. And better blood pressure means more energy, the way that nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Just 2 delicious chews a day, that's all you need. I keep a bag of Superbeets Chews on my desk, and every morning, I just eat 2. I exercise just about every single day, and I really believe that Superbeets Chews are the big reason why I have a ton of both energy and stamina. So do what I do. Support your heart health with delicious Superbeets Chews. Get your Superbeets Chews today at this address, kimsbeets.com. Once again, that's kimsbeets.com. You buy 2 bags. They're going to throw in a 3rd bag for free. That's kimsbeets.com. I mean, if you're tired of all the data collection, raise your hand. Yes, all of us. And all those targeted ads that you see come from companies that get all the info they need straight from your phone. So what you can do is turn off location tracking. But the feature is buried deep inside privacy settings, and by default, it records your daily routine. But there are some other settings that you can change. You can limit ad tracking, or you can completely opt out of ads. You can tell Google to stop tracking your every move. You can switch to a privacy-focused web browser on your phone. You can adjust some settings. You can make a change or two with a virtual assistant. So over at Commando.com, there's a special link just for you under the Kim Show button at the top of the homepage. We have a whole report, 8 hidden maps and trackers that you need to switch off. Once again, it's called 8 hidden maps and trackers that you need to switch off. It's free for the taking. Head over to KOMANDO.com, and when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up that you definitely don't want to miss. Rusty in San Antonio, Texas. Hello there, Rusty.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic, sir. Thanks for asking.
Well, sure. I'm glad to be on the show. I'm a big fan, and I just love all your tips on cybersecurity and stuff. Yeah, it's just it's real helpful and helps me keep my internet safe.
Well, yeah, it seems like every other day there's another breach, right? Whoa, gosh. Enough already.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
So how can I help you today?
Yeah, I've got an issue here. I live out in the country, and I have a shop out in the back that I do a lot of woodworking, piddling. And as long as my windows and my doors are open, I can get my Wi-Fi into it. But as soon as I close them, you know, the Wi-Fi does not penetrate the metal.
Sure.
And short of running a cable out there, a hard wire, which is going to be a job in itself, it's like 150 feet, I thought I'd ask you, maybe there's something else there that can help me. So,
well, you know, there is. There is. But sometimes it's really hard, especially when you have metal any place around your Wi-Fi connection. Because that sucker's just going to be like living in a Faraday cage, which I say often. I my house is metal. It's modern, and it's like trying to get one signal to the other side of the house. You know, I tried as much as I could with using what's called a mesh network, but invariably we had to start putting some hard drops in various places in order to get that signal there. I'm not saying that you can't try, but I'm just saying whatever you do try, make sure that you try it within that 30-day return window. And so I don't want you to buy anything and say, oh, I'm going to get to it next week, and then it doesn't come, and then you try it and it doesn't work, is the bottom line. Because a lot of this is still, even though we're 2021 and wireless networking has been around forever, is that a lot of this is still kind of try again, and if it doesn't work, then we're going to try something else. But you definitely want to go with a mesh solution. And the mesh solutions, M-E-S-H, is different than your standard Wi-Fi, which you have now, is that it's a greater network and it extends itself better for these type of situations. And it was the mesh network that I ended up using as with a combination of dedicated drops over at the house in Santa Barbara that I mentioned is a metal house, a modern house. So when you start looking at various products, is that Eero always comes up. That's E-E-R-O. And they have something called a three-device kit. And so you're going to put one of the extenders in the shop window, and then the other thing you want to do is put another one inside of your house, and it's about $600. John, our IT genius, uses a similar solution. He has a similar situation, rather, and he uses a TP-Link product. So I'm going to give you links to both of these, and so that this way you can look at both of the products, knowing that John set this up and it does work. I would probably go with the TP-Link, it's called the Deco, simply because he's the IT genius when it comes to networking and servers, right? I mean, we all have our specialties, and he's amazing. He is just amazing. So let me post links to those over inside the forums for everybody else, and then Rusty will send it out to you so that you can take a look at it. If you have any questions afterwards, we're not going to just, you know, stop short here. We're always here for you. You can always hang out with us in the Q&A forums because we always help a lot of folks out there, too. And thank you so much for your kind words about the show. You know, you hear me talk about the commando community a lot here on the show because I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of what we do and how many people that we help. And inside the community, I mean, you can blog, you can post pictures, you can watch the show, you can listen to the show. But we also have this really busy Q&A forum. And I have the most amazing team members here, really. I mean, Team Commando John, he's phenomenal. Ricky left a question, you know, how do I take everything I have on my computer off without removing all the Windows updates? And, you know, John walks him through step by step exactly how to do this. And then Mitchell left a question. I have social media accounts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I have a personal page, a side hustle, fun page. I have a business page. I'm passing the side hustle how to do this. Anyway, it goes on and on. And you know what? Team Commander Jeremy is right there, happy to help. Tells him what to do on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I mean, this is the type of tech advice that you get inside the Q&A forum, and this is the tech advice that you need to know and to trust. So if at any point you ever have a question about something digital, you're having that digital dilemma that you like to say, head over to commando.com/community and hit the Q&A forum. You do have to be a member to post. You don't have to be a member to read. And to sign up, you can sign up right there. It's just a few bucks a month. And again, you get all the other perks and benefits of membership. And of course, you also get our eternal thanks because we're a small business and you help keep the lights on. Well, another bad batch of Android apps are out in the wild I need to tell you about. You want to check your Android for the following apps: Processing Photo, App Lock Keep, Lock It Master, Lock Manager, Rubbish Cleaner, and there are a few others: Horoscope Daily, Horoscope Pi. We have a whole list of them over at commando.com because if you put them on your phone, well, guess what? They're stealing your Facebook password, so I want you to delete them right now. Again, you'll find them over at commando.com. Just look for the link called Kim Show near the top of the homepage. And don't forget, 24/7, you can find me easily at KOMANDO.com.